All right, welcome to the Podcast Rodeo. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we pick a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Joining me, as always, is my co-host, Alexa, who is going to help me pick two random numbers. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 13.
Your random number between 1 and 13 is 7.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 58.
All right, category number 7 is the health category. Show number 58 is the ADHD Rewired Show with Eric Tivers. And Eric is already, I can't download your show from your website. And your artwork is 1.1 megs and it's supposed to be less than 500 megabytes. So you're already half throwing me off the horse here, but let's take a listen.
I know that knowing what to do and doing what you know are two very different things. But I've worked with so many people, possibly just like yourself, who really don't know how to plan. And since we know that starting is the hardest part, I want to help you right now get started on planning by explaining my planning process to you. Now, we do a deep dive into this during the ADHD Rewired Coaching and Accountability Group. We spend weeks on each part of what I'm about to share with you. But what I'm going to share with you right now, this is my planning process. You ready? First, I begin each year, and you can do this at any time. You don't need to just use a calendar year. But I begin each year with a big brain dump. I like to mind map, which is basically a visual representation with bubbles and branches from each area coming out.
There's a lot of jargon here. Mind mapping, mind dumps, brain dumps. But I know I'm still with you. All right. I'm still listening.
So I get everything out of my head that I want to do over the course of the year. I often will take several days to work on this. This year, it actually took me a couple of weeks to really finish this.
Okay. At this point, I want to know where we're going. I don't get it. He's just telling me, what are we doing? Why am I here?
And there are a lot of different parts to this brain dump. Some of the parts include I pick a couple themes that I want to focus on that really guide the things that I want to be doing this year. I pick one or two major goals or projects, and then I typically will break these into three different categories. I have one for work, one for home, and then one for personal. And don't get caught up in where specific things go. Just the idea is that there's a place for these things.
So my first impression is I'm a little shell-shocked. I don't know where we're going. If he had set this up with, hey, today I'm going to show you how to be more productive or something and something, something, here's my process, yada, yada, yada. But he just starts into this and I'm kind of like, what are we talking about? I don't know where we're going.
So then I decide for everything that I want to focus on this year, what am I going to focus on for the next 3 months? And this also means deciding what am I not going to focus on right now. So once I identify what I'm going to focus on for the next 3 months, I look at that and then I ask myself, what am I going to focus on this month? I will also add what I plan on doing the following month. So once I have that done, I take a look at my goals for the month. And then when I'm planning my week, I take a look at that list that I created that has my goals for the month.
And I need to point out here is this audience has ADHD. They're going to have a hard time paying attention. That would be another reason why you really need to clearly point out where we're going, what we're going to talk about, and more importantly, how this is going to benefit you. I know right now I'm kind of like, okay, I get it. I see where he's going. Now what?
And I ask myself, all right, what do I want to get done this week that's going to help me achieve my goals towards my monthly goals? And those are the things that are going to help me achieve my goals towards my quarterly goals. And those quarterly goals is what's going to help me towards my yearly goals. So I have my week goals. Now I do the same thing for the day. So I take a look at the day and I have a list that's for today. And I pull items from the week on what I want to get done each day. Now, if I don't get something done and often I have things left over from the day, that's fine. I will pull things back and forth between the week and the day. And sometimes I pull things between the week and the month. That's fine. The idea is to keep updating and revising your tasks and your lists as you go. It is a process. So what I just shared with you is really a framework with a few of the nuances, but really what you just heard was the 1,000 foot view of how I do my scheduling and my planning for the week, the day, the week, the month, the quarter, and the year.
That was fabulous information. It should have been at the beginning of this, not at the end, because most people are going to bail because they don't know where they're going. Had you said at the beginning, I'm going to share with you how I do this and this and that and blah, 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 and here's the process, that would have had me tie in a little longer. I'm going to give him one more. I'm interested to see where he goes after this, but I'm about done at this point.
So if you would like for me to show you exactly how I do this, I want to help you get started. Join me for a 2-day interactive productivity planning workshop. We're going to be walking through this entire process together.
And we're done, because it just dawned on me that not only did I not know where I was going and how it was going to benefit me, that was basically a 2 or 3 minute commercial. So I don't know who this guy is. And he's asking me to spend some time, go away with him for the weekend. And that's just not my style. So I was interested in this because I have somewhat, I consider myself a creative person. Some people might say I'm ADHD. So I was interested in this, but at this point I'm like, no. Good sound quality, I'll give him that, and good presentation. But to me, it just could have been tightened up just a little bit, and I'm done, because I have I don't have a huge takeaway yet. I understand break bigger things into smaller things. Got that. For me, that's kind of common sense. But the fact that that's basically was just a pitch, I'm done at this point. Thanks for tuning in to Podcast Rodeo. You can find us at podcastrodeoshow.com, and we are now in iTunes and Stitcher. Until we meet again, this is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting saying enjoy your ride.